This is CKMS at Radio Waterloo, 102.7 FM. The best listening to you from the void, with me, Christopher Sharon. It's good to see you in the void again tonight. So tonight, I'm going to go with a cue from a suggestion from some of my listeners. I often try and incorporate ideas that people give me into my shows, and sometimes they make it in, and sometimes they don't. Sometimes what usually happens is I dig into the idea, and it becomes too much of a chore, and I get distracted, and it kind of gets backburnered, and it just... You know, this one here didn't do that. It was just perfect for whatever reason. So the suggestion came from Tom and Rick that we should do a show about bands with female leads or strong female presence or entire female bands. And I, you know, like most people, there I don't listen to a lot of music featuring females, and it's not like I'm avoiding them. It's just there isn't a lot to pick from. You know, for every, you know, 100 male bands, there might be one or two female bands. I might be exaggerating. It may be actually worse than that as far as a ratio. I'm not sure. You know, I was even in a female band at one time. Obviously not all female, if I was in the band, but it was three girls and me. We were kind of like a punk band back when I was in high school, and it was plenty fun. The band broke up, and that was it for that, and my experience with playing with female musicians, which never have since, really. You know, I've run across a handful and, you know, conversed and met with them, but I, you know, never been in a band with one or worked with one. Now I'm talking about them like they're some sort of strange alien creature. And I mean, I guess women kind of are, you know, to be honest. So tonight, we're going to feature those women. My favorite women in music. To be honest with you, I like anything else, I can't nail it down to an hour. So I'll probably do 2 hours of this show, whether I do the next one next week or I do it in a month or two, who knows when. So we're going to feature a female singer right now. Where I think it's easiest to find a really good female musician is in jazz music. Just the female voice and jazz music have gone together for forever, more so than probably any other genre. So it's just like, it's like opera, I guess. And my favorite female jazz vocalist is Flora Purim. Flora is from... I might have pronouncing it properly. It's probably like Flora Purim or something. She's from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. And she came to New York when she was young with her husband, who they got married before they left Brazil, to come in search of a music career in America. And they did a bunch of good stuff right off the bat, working with like Walter Brucker and Wayne Shorter, Herbie Hancock. You know, they did a tour of Europe with Stan Getz and Gil Evans. But 1972, they got into a band with Stanley Clark and Joe Farrell, which led them into Chick Corea's band. And Chick Corea was just starting out his jazz fusion thing, and he just released a record, a solo record called Return to Forever, which was kind of a birth of a new thing for Chick Corea. So he decided to put a band together and call that band Return to Forever, which featured those musicians we just named there. So Flora and her husband, so Flora on vocals, her husband Erto on percussion, Joe Farrell on sax, and Stanley Clark on bass, and of course, Chick Corea on piano, or electric piano, or organ, whatever he was playing at the time. So I'm going to play a song off of the second record this band did. The album is called Light as a Feather, and the song is also called Light as a Feather. So behold, the wonder that is Flora Purim.
Birdies feel so good and free. So light as a feather can be. Clear. free. So light as a feather can be, la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-
Now, I quickly realized I forgot that I didn't quite introduce that song properly. That is Light as a Feather with Flora Purim on vocals, but that isn't the version with Chick Corea. Even though Chick Corea wrote that song and originally appeared off of the album Light as a Feather by Return to Forever, this version features George Duke playing the keyboards. And this is actually off of a Flora Purim solo record called Butterfly Dreams. And anyway, still Flora, still Light as a Feather, beautiful tune. That version's a little lighter, a little slower, a little more playful than the original version. But the original version is also amazing. Check out Return to Forever's first couple records if you like that kind of sound, if you like Flora's voice. So we're going to turn into something a little more modern. That was from 1972. We're going to jump into the future here. Well, into the past, I guess. Nearer past, with Melody's Echo Chamber. Now, Melody, Melody Prochet, a French musician from France, teamed up with Kevin Parker of Tame Impala to start making music together. And it's painfully obvious. This just sounds to me like an extension of early Tame Impala. Tame Impala went a different direction very quickly. But if you like that old Tame Impala sound and you don't mind someone else singing on the songs, check out Melody's Echo Chamber. Here's a song called Quand vas-tu rentrer?
Thank you.
enjoyed that ear candy there. That was just delightful to me right there. I don't know what it was about that song, which I've heard many times before. It just moved me in a different way than usual tonight. I don't know if it was just the headphones and the volume or the ambiance. Who knows? So up next, we're going to go with a little more, another jazzier tune. Well, this is a jazz. Well, this is a weird song. It's hard to classify. It is off of a jazz record that was released by a jazz label, and it's recorded by a jazz band. But it doesn't really feature a jazz singer. This is Chrissie Hynde. Famous, badass, punk rocker Chrissie Hynde. Doing her jazz record. This came out, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago. And when it did come out, I declared it best jazz album of the year. I'm pretty sure I played it on the show and everything. Not the whole album, but just my favorite songs off of it. And this would have been one of the songs I played. And I'm going to play it again tonight. The song's called No Return, off of Chrissie Hynde's record, The Valve Bo Won Ensemble.
Like you.
This next band is one of those bands that grabbed me instantly. Just as soon as I heard like the very first note of the song we're going to listen to, I was piqued. And by the end of the song, I was sold, got the record, and I like every bit of it. I don't necessarily like everything this band does, but this band is great. And it's a group of musicians that, to the ear, you might not think these guys are incredibly talented, but they are. They push and they push and they go in all sorts of different directions. They all met at the Berklee School of Music. They're from Boston. They're awesome. This features female vocalist Courtney Swain. And this song showcases, I think, what she does best with her voice. So this is Bone Rage by Bent Knee off the record You Know What They Mean.
Your eyes.
Now, I bet that song got your blood pumping a little bit more. Not as pretty as what we've been listening to. I'm going to kind of go with that mood for the next track a bit. This next band, an all-female band called La Butcherettes, features, I'm going to use this word, and it's proper if you really understand how English works, but the front man for this band is Terry Genderbender, and she is just amazing. And her stage presence and her command of just the whole idea of being in a rock band is unlike anything I've experienced. And I check her out on YouTube. I know when you watch it, the videos, they don't quite capture it. So if you get a chance to see her live, it's worth every penny. I'm telling you, I saw her, La Butcherettes, I saw them on their own once. I saw them open for Anti-Mask, a band featuring the Mars Volta guys. I saw them opening for Faith No More, Mike Patton, in Toronto one time too. Also saw her front a band called The Bosnian Rainbows, also featuring members of Mars Volta. Just wonderful stuff. Like I'll compare her to Kurt Cobain. She has that same X factor that Cobain had to be able to draw in an audience and draw in your attention. But I think she's even greater. She doesn't have the commercial appeal for whatever reason, wrong time and place. But Terry Genderbender is a rock star like nobody else. Here's a track called Stab My Back off of her record, A Raw Youth by La Butcherettes.
Come on.
Up next, we're going to talk about female cellist and vocalist Melora Krieger. She is most well known as being the leader and front person of the band Rasputina. Rasputina hasn't been making much noise for the last 10 years or so, but they're still doing it. Like, they're still putting out records. I just don't hear about them much. But their first real big deal, after the first record in 1996, was going on tour with Marilyn Manson. And after that tour, Marilyn Manson and his bassist Geordie White, otherwise known as Twiggy Ramirez, went in the studio with Melora, and they came out with this little EP called Transylvanian Concubine. Actually, sorry, Transylvanian Regurgitations, but the song is called Transylvanian Concubine.
1, 2, 3, 2, 2.
Now, that was the very first song I ever heard by Rasputina. It's my introduction to her. And it doesn't really represent their sound all that much. And I went to see Primus sometimes around 2006, I think. And Rasputina was opening for them. And it was a completely different experience. It was still exciting and bizarre and experimental as all hell, but leaned a lot more on the cello and there was like four stringed instruments in the band. Now, another band that sometimes features cello, that I also saw open for Primus one time, the band called the Dresden Dolls. Now, are they a band or are they a duet? It's just two people. We got Amanda Palmer on vocals and piano, ukulele, keyboards, harmonica, and Brian Vigoroni on drums and vocals, guitar and bass guitar. And they kind of have this gothic thing going on that they refer to as dark cabaret. And they're funny and confident. And I love this tune. This tune is hilarious. I think you'll find it funny too. The song is called Coin Operated Boy off their self-titled record, The Dresden Dolls.
Coin operated boy sitting on the shelf. He is just a toy, but I turn him on and he comes to life. Automatic joy, that is why I want a coin operated boy. Made of plastic and elastic, he is rugged and long lasting. Who could ever, ever ask for more? Love without complications galore. Many shapes and weights to choose from. I will never leave my bedroom. I will never cry at night again. Wrap my arms around him and pretend. Coin operated boy, all the other real ones that I destroy. Cannot hold a candle to my new boy, and I'll never let him go. Never be alone, and I'll never let him go, and I'll never be alone, 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 not with my coin operated boy. This bridge was written to make you feel smitten with my sad picture of girl getting. Can you extract me from my plastic fantasy? I didn't think so, but I'm still convincible. Will you persist even after I bet you $1 billion that I'll never love you? And will you persist? overrated boy. He may not be real experienced with girls, but I know he feels like a boy should feel. Isn't that the point? That is why I want a coin. Operated boy with a pretty coin. Operated voice saying that he loves me, that he's thinking of me, straight and to the point. That is why I want a coin. Operated boy.
This next musician is another one of those enigmatic type front men that just sort of capture you. This is Chelsea Wolfe. Chelsea Wolfe is a weirdo. She's a gothic chick, super dark. Her music is like doom folk, death folk, experimental gothic death noise. I don't know. Just some. It's hard to classify it because it goes all over the place. She likes drone music. She's not afraid to lean into the darkness. And her muse takes her into some really neat places, and I love following it. I know most of her records aren't for everybody, and most of her songs aren't, but they're for me. And I dig them a lot. And this is one of her newest tunes. This was released like a month or two ago. The video, I think, is worth watching. It's horrifying looking. You know, and this is, she's been working with Zuzu in the last couple of years, which I can hear it. Zuzu is also very weird. I don't know how else to describe it. You know, she's someone who struggled with a lot of issues growing up. She was into drinking and drugs before she was a teenager. She's suffered with a disorder called sleep paralysis most of her life. It's been inspiration for a lot of her music. I don't know if you have ever experienced sleep paralysis. I haven't, so I can't speak to what it's like, but the way it's explained to me is that you wake up, but your body's still asleep. So you're laying there, fully conscious of and aware of everything around you, but you can't move. You can't force yourself awake until your body decides to wake up, which, as you can imagine, would be terrifying. You might get used to it if you know it's going to eventually go away or stop and you're going to wake up, but it gives me the chills thinking about it. So this is, like I said, a new track. I don't think it's even on an album yet. It's just a single at this point. The track is called Whispers in the Echo Chamber.
Curse upon the monster of war.
So, I'm going to kind of bring this one around full circle. Flora Purim jazz fusion stuff. There's another female singer that was hanging out with all the same people, doing the same kind of thing at the same kind of time. Her name was Gail Moran. Gail Moran is Chick Corea's wife, or I should say widow at this point. And she replaced Flora Purim as a singer in Return of Forever later on, because Return of Forever released, I think, 4 instrumental records before they came back to do a record featuring a female vocalist. But before she was singing with Return of Forever again, she was singing with Return to Forever's rival, the other big boys on the block with jazz fusion, which is Mahavishnu Orchestra. Now, Mahavishnu's first couple records were instrumental, as opposed to the first Return to Forever records, which weren't. But for their third record, they had a big change, a little shakeup. Actually, pretty much everybody left the band after the first two records, which featured Billy Cobham on drums, Rick Laird on bass, Jerry Goodman on violin, John McLaughlin on guitar. Now we got Nadia and Michael Walden on drums, Jean-Luc Ponty on violin, Ralph Armstrong on bass guitar, Gail Moran on keyboards and vocals, and John McLaughlin on guitar. Just beautiful. This song features lyrics written by Makatsumi and features Gail on vocals. And it was also mixed and mastered by Sir George Martin. It's a wonder to behold. So this is Smile of the Beyond by Mahavishnu Orchestra featuring Gail Moran on vocals. Thank you for joining me tonight. Hope to see you next week. I think next week's Christmas, isn't it? I probably won't even bother doing a Christmas show this year because I just don't really feel like it. Love from the void. I follow your smile.